Hello and welcome Across the Veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program, and it's such an exciting day, and newness is happening, and the freshness and awareness of everything going on around us. I am April, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to share some time in sacred space with you during our programming. And I do want to invite you to check out our website and find out more about us, where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, and different events that are happening, and products that we have for sale, and that's whitewolfapril.com. And the new catalog is out for January and February of our classes, our retreats, and travels, and some of the special events are going on. That's now available on all of our websites. It's on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. It's also on whitewolfapril.com. .com as well. I see we have Fred. Fred, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you today?
I am spectacular. How about you?
Excellent. I am the same. Hey,
good.
I was wondering if those ascended masters are still with me that have been with me this past winter.
Yes, you still have some masters with you, but you also are getting ready to have a time of shifting coming in. Have you been feeling that coming towards you?
I've been feeling something. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was our volcanoes going off, but no, it's
actually. Yeah.
Exactly. Did
you notice
the shift that was up here yesterday? Oh my goodness. After Redoubt went off, you know, started acting up and that quake went off, it really shifted the energy up here. But no, for you, what I'm actually feeling is I'm feeling that they're going to begin shifting you in a little bit of a different direction.
All good. I'm ready.
Yeah, it feels like you're learning in the new, there's going to be a new, what I'm actually seeing is I'm seeing like a ball, like a glowing energetic ball, and it's showing itself shifting. Like it's like in one place within your auric field, and then it's moving a little bit to a different location, which shows me a shift. And I believe it's going to be on the line of the masters and what they're teaching.
Excellent. That's what I've been trying to work on recently. Well, very good, April. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I did send you, I believe I sent you a copy of the new catalog in that class you wanted is in there as well.
Yes, ma'am, I have it.
Okay, super. Well, thanks for your call, and you have a great day.
It looks real good. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. As I was sharing before we started with the callers, is that you can find out about some of the classes and some of the events that we have. And we're really excited. The month is pretty full. We've got a lot going on. We're offering a lot of our classes and trying to get the year off, kicked off at a really great new vibration and a new level of starting out the year with some learning and with some growth. And the beautiful part about it is now, with the exception of anything that requires some hands-on work, is now available to do online. Can do it through conference call. We're doing it through the internet. it's really fantastic because we're now able to reach beyond the boundaries of where we're at and be able to share these teachings and these lessons and those types of things with you outside of those boundaries, outside of that, along with people being able to be here on site as well, doing the classes at the same time. So it's kind of uniting the energies and uniting the strength that's going on globally and around the entire planet. And as I was saying, those are all available to be found on our websites. And one is WhiteWolfLearningInstitute.com. Another is WhiteWolfApril.com. And you can find those catalogs in there. If you have a problem opening them up, just give me a holler and we'll send you a hard copy of it, or I'll may be able to send you to another place where you can open it or receive the information already in a data form that's able for you to read. And I'm really honored to know that Spirit has put us in a place where we're able to expand that boundary and we're able to carry and move those teachings and move those lessons that they've given us over time to share with others and to help on our growth processes and on our growth paths. And as I was sharing with our first caller, we have had some huge shifting going on within the global awareness of things and the vibrations and the changes. And for example, up here we had a good sized quake that set off one of our volcanic areas to be a little bit active again, and that changes some vibrations. And then the weather patterns that many of you are seeing in the different parts of the world are experiencing some of those vibrational changes. And that's the wonderful thing, as we are children of light, as we're children of the higher frequency and doing that which is divinely ordered and that which is in our life path, we're able to see those and we're able to adjust with them and we're able to work with them and know that those changes are something that we're able to balance and we're able to move into a frequency of correcting and bringing healing and bringing love and light to ourselves, to the other parts of the earth that may be affected by it, or the sky, or that type of thing, and see how we are able to put up our barriers and put up our protections, and know that we're okay, and know that we're going to be okay. I am also offering some classes on Fridays at noon. It's a conference call classes. And these classes I'm actually doing for free. It's going to be an opportunity for those who don't know some of our classes and some of the methods and ways that we were doing some the teachings. They're actually, you can call in for that hour on that conference call and have a conference call for some of that information, and there's no charge for that. And that information is just something to help nudge our lives along a little bit more and to help us awaken maybe to some of the call and some of the direction that goes within our lives. So, like you can tell, I'm a little bit excited about everything, and I was so proud of myself. I got it done in a rather timely manner, and that it's ready to go. And I am going to be in Seattle in February. I'm going to be in Seattle at the Women of Wellness Foundation, Women of Wisdom, not Wellness, Women of Wisdom Foundation's conference that's going to be in Seattle. And on Monday at noon, from 9 to noon, I'm going to be doing a conference on balancing our lives and doing it through the energy of working with the medicine wheel, working within the cycles of lives, and how to bring ourselves back to ourselves, how to balance ourselves, and how to actually work with the medicine wheel. And I'm going to be teaching that class on Monday from 9 to noon. So I suggest that if you're interested and if you're going to be in the area, to go ahead and register for that class and get yourself a seat in there, because there's only so many seats available. And then I'm possibly going to be doing some on-site readings and healings Saturday and Sunday. I'm not sure the hours yet, and I haven't gotten confirmation on all of that, but as soon as I have that, I will share that with you as well. So if you're in the Seattle area and you want to connect and you want to find out a little bit more, please plan to come to that event and do schedule to get into the workshop on Monday, because there's so much that's going to be happening and shared over that whole weekend with the many people that are going to be involved and taking part as well. And then from there, I'm going to be going down to Phoenix, and I'll be in the Phoenix area. We're going to be doing a roundtable and discussing the Solterra Essences. That's the essence company, Alaskan Essence Company, that we own. And we're going to be doing an open forum across the veil And on site, as I'm down there, I'm going to be seeing one-on-one readings and one-on-one healing sessions with anybody who's interested. And on Saturday, we're going to be doing a workshop on developing our intuitive abilities and understanding that a little bit, and with a book signing for the new book that will be coming out, Claire What? Which is an excellent resource for helping you learn how to develop intuitive abilities and skills. And then on Sunday, we're going to be doing a celebrating time together. So if you're interested in that, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com, as we're getting close to the time for the traveling, and I'm still working on a few other locations that I may be going to after that. So do stay up on the website and seeing where we're going to be at and when we're going to be there, because we're going to be traveling a little bit this winter and being able to reach out and be in some of the other areas as well. I'm starting to feel the energies of some of those that want to come in and be a part of the messages that are coming in, but I'm waiting till I get a really good seat with the energies, and I do want to invite you to call into the program and ask your questions, or see if we can make a connection for you, or if there is any guidance or wisdom that would like to be shared with you as we're doing the program. Also, there's a website that you are welcome to go and become a part of. It's called acrosstheveil.ning.com. You don't want to put www or HTTP on it, because that won't open up. Then you just type in your little toolbar, acrosstheveil.ning.com. That's an excellent place to find out, very similar to messages and the feedback and asking questions, to like when we're working on the radio programs here. And it's also a place where you can ask questions. It's a place where you can see answers that may have come in for questions that you have answers or have questions about, and these answers could very well apply to you as well. And also, there's another site that's called energyemerging.ning.com. This site is for healing. It's a place where you can go in and have your request for healing and have your needs of, and it doesn't matter, the healing that could be needed could be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be spiritual, and we express and share energy of healing with one another and open that drawer and open that floodgate of healing when we can all be able to join our energies together for you and with you. And then it's also a place that if you do healing work, or if you feel that healing is a calling and a part of who you are, this is an excellent place that you can go and you can offer your prayers of healing as well, your energy of healing as well. And that's called energyemerging.ning.com. So those are a couple little other places for some special things, special things that you can experience and do and be a part of in the broader spectrum of it all. It just opens the door for more sharing, and it's you know, you may work a job all day long and not be able to give a whole lot into it, but then just through a little connection of that and spending a couple minutes of maybe answering or doing some energy prayer work, that type of thing, excuse me, you're able to help. You're able to make a difference. You're able to join energies and bring in that vibration of healing and or guidance and finding the wisdom. So those are some areas that are really excellent places to go. And with that said, I'm really feeling a strong energy coming in of sharing the energy of healing, and knowing that we are all healers and that we all have a right to be healed. We all have a right to live our lives and have our health and our minds and our bodies to be resonating at that optimal, perfect core of who it is we are. And that the angels are really, it's almost overwhelming, the presence of the angelic energy that I'm feeling at this moment in time, as they're encircling and encompassing and showing that love and that compassion that they have for us, that they have to share with us, and knowing that they're showing me there's a healing within the monetary, within the career, within the income of many of the listeners, and they're showing me healing coming in buckets. They're showing me it's it's kind of like what I'm seeing is like when they fly over a forest fire and the airplane opens up and they dump the water down over a big forest fire. They're showing me that this is the type of blessing that they're beginning to begin to pour down to those who are standing within the truth, within the truth of the knowledge and not allowing the fears, not allowing the worries, not allowing the negative to become a part of and become a part affecting, but more of standing within the foundation of knowing that you are taken care of, that divine source is there for you, caring for you, and standing in that and knowing that within that you are blessed, and that blessing is coming in just bucket loads. I'm just seeing it as huge and just, I mean, it's like, just like I said, the visual they're giving me is that airplane flying over a forest fire and just dumping out this bucket of, rather than it being water, they're just, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's abundance buckets. It's the buckets of healing on all levels and financially, emotionally, especially spiritually as we're going into the new year and we're going to have a new spiritual awakening, a new connection with source is what I've been told is going to come in very strong with this new year, this 2010 year, and connecting with that and being connected to the divine source. And knowing that you're blessed and blessed beyond even anything that can be imagined. And these blessings are going to come in ways that are not, they're not known. They're not, and it's not that somebody's going to have to die for you to get an inheritance, or you're not going to have to change your career because maybe you're not making the amount of money that you want to be making. It's just coming, and they're saying trust that and allow yourself to know that that abundance is coming. I see I have another caller. Lisa, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm actually feeling a little under the weather, and I have been for the past week. I have this weird sensation going on in I want to say it's my liver or my kidney, and it's not painful because I would go to the doctor. It's just a weird thing, and it's exhausting me. Like, I've been tired for the last 6 days.
Okay.
And I was wondering if maybe you could help me just to get clear on what is going on with me right now.
Kind of help move some of that through. Is there something that's been pissing you off?
I've been confused, but I don't know if I've necessarily been upset.
Okay. The energy that I'm feeling is that, and I know that sounds kind of point blank the way I said it, the energy of just kind of being pissed off. And it may be, your interpretation of it may be just a little bit confused, but there's that level of that is coming in. And I'm feeling that has a little bit to do on the emotional connection that's going on with your kidneys. That you've actually kind of reflected some of that into that part of the body, and hence when they were saying at the beginning, you know, that energy of being pissed off. There's a connection with that. So you want to kind of push through that. You want to make sure that as you're going through, and I feel like this is something that has happened in the past. It's not something that you're kind of reaping it now after it had been a period of time ago. That as you're working with that, you want to bring in some balance of that and let go of that on a cellular level so that you can begin to feel a little bit more strength in the kidney areas. I'm also hearing to recommend to you that you increase your water intake a little bit. It'll help flush. And as far as the being tired and drained, that's kind of connected. It's kind of it's kind of interconnected. It's like the whole system has gone into a sluggish mode and has gone into what I'm seeing is kind of rather than it being nice and fluid and light, that it's more of like mucusy energy within the whole system and kind of making you feel sluggy. And so what they're showing me is that as you start releasing some of the toxins that you've gotten through your environment, I don't know where you live, but apparently there's some toxins in your environment And as you start detoxifying from some of that, are you in an environment where there's, I'm seeing some contaminants. Do you work in an area where there's contaminants or maybe possibly fumes?
No, but I have been having problems with my chimney, and the smoke from the chimney keeps coming into my house.
Okay. Because it feels like it's environmental, they're showing me, and it feels like it's, and when you breathe in some of that, it is chemical, because some of that is like a creosote type of, that we get in the chimney sometimes. So that is a possibility of what they're showing me. But environmental, as you get that cleaned up, it's going to help your body as well. I'm also seeing you're holding some things within your cellular level of your body, which are, it's kind of like when we hold something on a cellular level, we own it. And we're saying, this is something that's a part of me. Let me give you an example. It's like if you were to slam your finger in the door, and it's, oh, I slammed my finger in the door. I own that experience. But then when it's been healed and we've removed it from the cellular level, it becomes, oh, yeah, I slammed my finger in the door. It's not a big deal. And that's kind of what you're needing to do with some of the toxins that you've picked up, is releasing them. And it feels like you're holding some of them on a cellular level, as well as some different situations that have come up and have basically gone through your entire life. Things that we pick up, things that happen to us, experiences we have. Little things can be, you know, from people when we're little and other kids picking on us, you know, those proverbial things we hear on the playgrounds, that kind of thing. So they're showing me that you've got things like that kind of going on at a cellular level. And what you need to do is release that and relax that and let it go. One of the ways they're showing me to share with you to do that is through breathing, through doing the breath exercises where you fill the body with fresh, wonderful oxygen and nutrients and get the circulatory system moving. And as you're exhaling, you're actually letting go, and you're creating that visual in your mind of letting go. And as you're blowing that out, that as you're letting that oxygen out, that air out, that it's taking the toxins with it.
Got you.
And another thing that I'm seeing that could be beneficial for the water intake is definitely something they're saying very strongly about. They're also showing me something about electrolytes, that you need to get some electrolytes as well through the fluid intake.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
They're showing me that. Those are pretty much what I'm seeing health-wise that'll really help you move forward and get through this a little bit quicker, is connecting with some of those few little things I was talking about. Breathing is going to be really important to you, electrolytes, water, and I'm thinking I'm also hearing... I'm not hearing anyone's particular, that's quite why I'm being a little bit hesitant. So I'm just going to say the bees, doing some of the bee, vitamin B type of things, and also some bee pollen.
Oh, okay.
Those are a few of the different things that I'm hearing would be beneficial to you. Also, allow yourself some time to rest. The body needs to, number one, they're saying, adjust to the vibrational frequencies that are changing in and around your world, in and around your space. But once again, they're really showing me the importance of your environment, cleaning the environment up where you're breathing in your environment. It's really slugging the system down.
Okay. I will do. I think I know.
Okay.
Well, great.
I hope
Thank
that
you
helps.
So much. Yeah, that did a lot. I'm about to go to the store right now.
Sounds excellent, and we'll visit another time. Thanks for your call.
Thanks again, April.
Bye-bye. When we're going through some of the different things that will happen to our bodies, we forget that we tend to hold things, and we tend to kind of put them in the little storage compartments of ourselves and wonder why all of a sudden we get an achy place, or we start feeling puffy, or we start feeling out of sorts. And sometimes that's because we're stuffing things, and sometimes that's because we're going through experiences that might be giving us some trauma, might be giving us some drama, and we just kind of stuff it and we kind of put things in a place that we don't have to necessarily recognize them. We're too busy, or we've got this or that going on and we don't have time. Those are things that the body will get to a point where it'll say, wait a minute, I need to be better, I need to be feeling better. And yes, doing some of those little things in our lives that can help us tremendously is just being aware and catching these items before they actually have the opportunity to take seat and to have us not feel well. I had an example. I was being told one time to stop going to a certain place and to not continue having my office there, and that it wasn't necessary for me to be going anymore. And I really felt an obligation to the community and to the people and to my clients. And I kept going, and I kept really pushing it and really making for myself to be there. And on one of the last of the few trips that I had gone over, because I wasn't listening to the guidance and I was pushing my body and I was pushing myself harder than I should have been at the time, and I got off of the airplane, and when I got off the airplane, the gal who picked me up looked at me and said, "You are sick. I am taking you to the doctor." And we never even got to my office. We went to the little clinic in the area, and they looked at me and put me in immediately on bed rest. And we need to be aware of that. We need to be aware of when our bodies and when we're being guided and directed to slow down. Maybe not push, or maybe not do a certain thing, but listen to that and follow that guidance and know that it is for a higher frequency and it is for a higher good, and the importance of listening to that and in that so that we can stay healthy. And if we know we've got something that's creating an environmental impact upon us, take what the steps necessary to fix it or to change or to maybe not use it until you're able to get it fixed, so that it doesn't keep creating a pollutant within your environmental area and in within your space. And as she was sharing, the last caller was sharing about her fireplace, we've had this message come through before that there is somebody with a chimney problem, and there is somebody with a serious chimney problem, and they're reiterating that with me once again. And this time they're showing me over on the East Coast. I have somebody, I'm seeing two properties on the East Coast who are having a problem with their chimney, and they're ignoring it, and they're wanting you to get that fixed. They are nudging you, or they are guiding you, and they are directing you. One of you has the potential for a chimney fire. One of you has a potential that could be pretty much a devastation, and you want to get that fixed. You want to get that checked. If you have a chimney and you're using a chimney and you're hearing this, I want to recommend, and you know that you haven't done any maintenance lately on that, on the chimneys or on the chimneys, I'm seeing chimneys, on the outtaking of a wood stove or a fireplace, get that checked and do it now, because you could have that one person in particular that I'm feeling the energy of. You do have the potential for a catastrophe. You do have the potential to lose your entire property through a chimney fire. Get those checked. It's not something to take lightly. Plus, not only that, the contaminants that it can bring into the oxygen and into the air that's in the environment within your home, that you need to clean that, and you need to make sure that that stays purified. Also, there's somebody who's listening to the program who is a smoker. They are telling me to share the message with you, and apparently you smoke in your home and you smoke around your family, and you do have a granddaughter that is living with you, and they are saying that you are actually shortening your granddaughter's life, that with your smoking in and around the family and in around the household, that you are actually causing scarring. They're showing me scarring within the lung tissue of this child. And they're saying, if you have to smoke and if you feel you need to smoke, yes, it is your home and yes, you pay the bills, but those little young lungs deserve the right to breathe and to breathe freely in the house. They're saying go outside. They're saying go outside and go at least 25 to 50 feet away from the door in order for this child to not be affected by it. You've wondered why this child tends to have respiratory problems. It's because they're living in secondhand smoke. They're smoking with you every time you light up a cigarette. excuse me, they're showing that in such a degree that even if they're in school and you've smoked in the house and they come home and they're not, maybe you're not smoking exactly with them in the same space, they're still breathing it, they're still picking it up off of the, they're showing me curtains hanging, they're showing me linens, they're actually picking it up off of those items and off of those objects, and you're shortening their lives. You're creating a problem for this child. That's why this child has respiratory problems, and this child will follow the steps that you're in and will follow your example and will become a smoker as well, as what they're saying, unless you change it now. They're saying it's not too late to change it, it's not too late to correct it, but know that you need to make some steps necessary to fix that. You need to do some things that can help improve that place and that position for that child to be in a cleaner environment, in an environment that is not contaminated or polluted. I'm hearing that there's a message for a gentleman that is coming through, and this message feels like it's coming through from a guide. I want to say this may even be your spirit guide that is bringing this message through. It feels very much in that type of energy, feels very much that type of pattern, signature pattern, coming through as a spirit guide. And in the message, what they're telling me to share with you is that they're going to move into health a lot today on the program, I believe. They're showing me that they have been guiding you and they have been directing you to do some necessary steps to getting your health improved. They're saying you know that if you lived in a warmer climate, your health would improve. They're saying you know that if you lived in an area not quite as contaminated and not quite as polluted and not quite as that environmental toxins that you're exposed to. They're saying it's been recommended to you by outside sources that you relocate, but that you are holding yourself back from that relocation, and they're saying stop it. Your guide is telling me to tell you that they are nudging you and they are guiding you to get you into a new place, a place where it is much warmer, which is going to be better for your body, a place where the contaminants within the environment are not going to be affecting you as badly as they are right now. There is something about the water as well. Where you're at, the waters are holding, it feels like, mercury and some heavy metals. I'm hearing heavy metals. And you want to be aware of that within what you're drinking as well as what you're bathing in. And they're saying this is not healthy for you. This is not an environment where you need to be. They're saying it's time for you to move. They've been telling you this and telling you this and telling you this. And you're fighting it because it's a comfort zone. It's a leaving of a comfort zone. You apparently have lived in the location that you're in for a number of years. And they're saying, even though it is leaving your comfort zone, know that you're going to be okay, but you really need to make that change. You really need to make that step. You need to move. You need to go to that new location. They're saying that you've actually seen it, that you have actually, I believe you've actually seen it in dream time, that you've kind of, you wake up kind of thinking, wow, wouldn't that be a really neat place to go? Or you've seen the energy of it. It's moving out of your comfort zone, and your guide really wants you to know that you can do that, that it's okay for you to do, and that you'll be fine. You'll be fine in that move. I'm also hearing a message to share. There's a young couple that has been trying to get pregnant. You've done all of the testings. He's gone through testing. You've gone through testing, and you're not able to find the cause. And what they're showing me is that there is an imbalance within your cycling. They're not detecting it through the medical science. They're not detecting it through like going to your doctors and trying to figure it out, because this imbalance is within your cycling. That when it's really kind of strange what I'm seeing. It's like a cellular pattern structure has changed or has gotten off of sync, and you're not able to conceive because this is off sync. What they're showing me to have you really focus on is placing your body within an energy vortex. And within this energy vortex, it's spinning much like a tornado would spin, and it's going to spin around your body, and you're going to notice that it comes off of the sacral area of the body, which is where all of the female organs would be and where all of that would, you know, conception and all of those type of things would take place. And they're saying, allow your body to be within this vortex and allowing the energy of this vortex to bring balance to the female organs, allowing yourself to release the past traumas and that which is making it being off cycle, off kilter. It's almost like they're almost showing me, to show me the off cycle is they're showing me like a knob on a washer, and the washer, the knob might be saying fill while it's spinning, or it might be saying spinning and it's actually filling. They're showing me that it's off cycle, it's off sync. Excuse me. And that if you put yourself in this vortex, and the vortex, you want it to be spinning in a clockwise direction. So if you were to start at the top of your head and that be 12 o'clock and your left arm be 3 o'clock, your feet be 6 and your right arm be 9, that is the direction that you want this flow of this energy healing that's going to be going around your body. You want it going in that direction, and you want to place yourself in that cycle of that. If you do this for the next 15 days, they're saying you will conceive. They are saying that you will have the child that there is a child there ready to come, and a child that has been in agreement to come and be a child with you and with this partner, that you're just off cycle. And to bring in that energetic balance of bringing yourself through that energy vortex into a balanced cycling, and you will be able to conceive. I'm also hearing to share with another young woman who make sure you're beefing up your protection, because you do conceive rather easily, and this is a time of fertility. This is a time of easy conception. This is a time of easy fertility, and you are not in a place, and you do not want any other children, and that is within your divine order right now. It is your higher vibration that you're connected with, and they're saying beef up your protection, otherwise you will get pregnant. There's also a message I want to share with young man. This young man, you're not in a relationship, and you are seeking a relationship, and you are concerned about not being able to have children because you've not been in a relationship. You're kind of going through this maze. I'm seeing you waffling from one direction to the other, and it's almost as if you're staggering because you are confused, and you're trying to figure out what directions should you be going and where should you be putting your energy. But you also have a really strong desire within yourself to know that you're going to have a child. They're saying in about 5 years you will have moved into that place. And even if you feel like age is of concern for you, they're saying don't be. Know that you will be able to, and it will be in time. Go through the process, get yourself through the steps of this, and know that it will happen. It's there for you. There's a person who's been contemplating moving south. It feels like you have been contemplating going from, it looks like you're northern, like you're somewhere in one of the northern areas, and you've been contemplating going south. I almost want to say I'm not certain that you're in the United States, because some of the areas I'm not quite certain of. I'm not quite certain of the feel of it. So I almost want to say I feel like you're not necessarily in the United States, and you're wanting to move south, and they're saying, yes, go south. It is time to go south. That your leading is taking you there. There's a little bit of rebuttal, and there's a little bit of family ties, family connections, that type of thing that's creating some of this confusion in your mind. It's time for you to be, it's time for you to stand in your manhood. It's time for you to stand in your adulthood. It's time for you to claim yourself, claim your own identity, and it is time for you to make that move. It is time for you to go south. I do believe that this may expand to more than one person, because I'm now picking up an energy that I know is definitely within the United States. So this message, I feel, has a couple people in the same token. It's time to move. It's time to make those steps forward. There's a person who has some severe pain going on in their right hip. And within that right hip, this pain is being caused because of your fear of moving forward. And this fear of moving forward is in many areas of your life. You know that you're dealing with some different issues and some different conditions, and they're saying it's time to move forward. I had a gal in today as a client, and as I was working with her and she's going through some health concerns, I was picking up some stress in that area, and her what she was holding on to and keeping herself from moving forward were the expectations that others had on her. And I'm feeling a very similar energy to someone who's listening to the program. There's a couple of you who are holding yourselves back because of the expectations that have always been expected of you. And you feel like if you move, if you do this, that you're not going to fulfill those expectations. And they're saying, no, you need to do, and you need to do what's right for you. Change, do the things that you need to do to make those changes and move forward. Don't hold yourself in the rut of complacency and expectations. Move forward. Move yourself. Physically move yourself forward. Physically make your legs move. Physically make yourself move forward. And almost doing like lunging exercises is going to help break that energy loose and help you be able to move with confidence and help you to be able to do this with more confidence and more stability and security in your decision to do that. I have an energy that's come forward, and this energy is a grandfather. This grandfather is coming through with a message for their grandchild and saying, and they're coming in with a very strong accent, and it sounds something like, "We be very proud. We be very proud." Their accent is very strong and I have to listen very carefully to hear the wording. There's something about a decision that you have made and the steps that you have made to improve your educational boundaries, the things that you have done, the steps that you have done that have been necessary for you to, the steps that you have done that are necessary for you to become the individual that you are and you have the capability of being. They're very proud of this. It's been an honor to kind of sit back and watch and experience. There's somebody who has got one of the angels. I'm feeling angel energy. Angelic energy, they're around you and they're wanting you to know that you're protected, that you can move forward with confidence and know that you can do this. You're protected, you're guided, you're cared for. Don't worry, don't be afraid. Don't give place to fear, don't give place to worry. Move forward with confidence. You know the angels are there. You know that you have a personal angel that has stationed themselves with you. You've asked them to be there, and by doing that, you have asked for that energy of love, and they're there giving it to you, and you can do that. You can know that you're protected. Your protection is tremendous because of that desire and because of those that you have asked for the aid and assistance. I'm seeing someone who has a horse. I'm seeing the horse is out in the pasture, and that you are making a connection with this animal, and that you're trying, it feels like you may even be trying to break or train this animal. And they're saying that as you spend time with this animal, number one, you want to carry a carrot with you, that there is something about building a bond through the gifting of a carrot. I'm just giving it to you how I'm getting it, folks. They're saying that there's something about the energy of gifting this horse with a carrot. It's going to build a level of trust that is going to help you be able to work with this horse, bring this horse into being a wonderful trail horse that is for you. That's why I believe you have bought this horse. Almost feels like you actually get out and do some work within the forestry areas, and that this horse is going to be an excellent source of travel source of allowing you to get you back into these areas where you know you need to go and do some types of work, and it's going to be very beneficial for you. Build the trust with the gifting of a carrot, and also with the gifting of confidence and the expression of energy that you're going to share with this animal. Not frustration, not anger, but that level of horse and rider, creating a special bond of horse and rider, and know that that's going to, this animal is going to be very, very, I'm trying to think of a wording for it. This animal is going to be a very good companion for you. This animal is going to be a very asset, a great asset to the work that you do. And I see you like back in like forestry, back like in backwood, back area where you need to have the ability to get back there, and the horse is the best way to do it. They're saying, once again, do the carrot, do the carrot, do the carrot. Offer this animal a carrot. I am seeing a situation that's going on between a husband and a wife. You're in this relationship. You're wondering if you should stay in this relationship. There has been a few bouts of violence that have come up, and different people's expectations and the different person's reactions. The reaction to the action, they're saying, has been causing an environment of not such a safe, not such a sound place to be. And the message that they're expressing, they're wanting me to express with you, male and or female, is if you are in a place where you are not safe, or you feel that you are not safe because of the environment that you are in right at this point in time, they're saying that you need to adjust and make for yourself a safe haven, make for yourself a safe place. Know that you know, you're in this relationship, you made a commitment to this relationship, and you're honoring this relationship, but that you also need to honor yourself, and you need to put up safe boundaries and protective boundaries within your own space to keep you safe. They're saying by doing this, you're honoring yourself, and you're honoring the divine within yourself, and they're not saying that you have to divorce or leave this other person, but that when those times come in, that there is a place, there is a safe haven that you can go where you know that you do not have to have any fears or concerns, that you have established a place for yourself, and that you can verbalize this with your partners, that if something arises and you feel the need to be in a place where you're safe and away, that you're not leaving them, that you're just withdrawing and drawing away for a while so that things can be safe and can be ready for you to come back. And that by doing that and creating that, it's a respecting of one another, and it's building a special type of respect and a special bond between each of you. This is going to heal, by the way. They're saying this is going to heal, that this there's a lot of anger, and there's a lot of frustration, and there's a lot of confusion. And it's going to heal in time, because each person is going to, they're showing me that you're each actually going to be able to take responsibility for your own role and your own action and your own reactions. And as you're doing that, it's actually going to strengthen your relationship, and it's going to put you in a place of reconciliation. It's going to put you in a place of being able to move forward with this relationship and keep the love that you have, and it's going to be enhanced. There is someone who has been taken to the hospital, and the doctors are not real sure what you have going on with you. They're not sure why you have the symptoms that you have. They can't find a physical condition for it. They're telling me to tell you the vibrational pulse of an activity or an action that has happened around you is the cause of this, that this vibrational pulse change is what is causing you to not feel well. There is nothing physically that they can find there, but that you've actually been exposed to something on an energetic level that has created this reaction, and it's not truly it's not truly a physical illness. It's more on a cellular, it's more on an etherical level. So allow yourself to connect with the vibrational changes, connecting with source, breathing, bringing in a lot of that fresh that fresh air. I'm hearing a lot of fresh air, a lot of oxygen to the body, and allowing yourself, once again, they're showing me that setting of the vibration by putting yourself in that energy vortex that is going to bring in that vibration of balance, of resyncing. And those are some of the things that you need to do, is resync yourself, resync that vibration. And that medical, there's really not anything that they'll find medically wrong with you because of that. There is a young woman who is looking for a new career. She says, the energy I'm feeling of it is that she's looking for a new career. She's looking for a new path. She's looking for a new direction. As you're doing this, they're telling me to tell you to not forsake the higher calling of your divine source. That as you're looking at this, do not forsake the calling of your higher self or of divine source. Allow yourself, they're saying, allow yourself to stand in the firmness and in the steadfastness of your path and of your walk and of who you are and what your path has come into play. They're just saying stand fast, know who, what, where, and why of what it is that you've been experiencing. I have an email that has come in from a gal who has asked a question about one of her children is seeing some things going on in and around her household, and she's saying that one of her children is seeing these white energy things around her, and they're showing themselves, the white energies that are around you are actually white forces of light, of healing light, of protective light. They are they're showing me they're the white rays of protection and divine intervention. That they're there for protection, they're there for guidance, they're there for protecting. And then she's also saying something about your daughter is feeling some other energies around the property. What I would do is I would first off do a good cleansing of the property. I would do a shaman's fire. I would do some smudging, whatever works for you within the area of where you're at. And do it in the area where this child has seen these energies and has felt these energies. And then I would ask the child to, with your help and with your guidance, speak to these energies and find out what they are, who they are, and what they want. That's one of the things we sometimes forget and we sometimes discredit within our children, is that they can be used as well. And they can have the opportunity to express and communicate with the spirit realm as much as anybody. And more so, I think, children, because of the innocence and because of their lack of programming, if you will, within their lives, that they're not so programmed to be told that that's not real, or if you're seeing that it's not real, and or it's a negative, or it's of an evil force, when in reality it's not. So sometimes we need to work with the children in that manner. And I'm feeling like what you may need to do with this child is spend some time sitting in the area where this child saw these energies, and just kind of sit with them and ask them to see if they can see these energies and find out what this energy may want. If the energies bring in fear or bring in a message of fear, then you just, you know that you need to cleanse and release that energy from the space. But if they're energies that are possibly bringing a message, they could possibly have some insight to share with you in your home. They could also be some energies that are bringing healing. There's just a number of things that they could be there for, and you need to figure it out. You need to give that time, and you need to give that space to locate it. Know that it's okay. That's an honoring of a gift, is by allowing your children to express to you what it is they're seeing, what it is they're experiencing, and know that with your guidance that it can be okay. And if you're in a situation where, such as this person who sent the email, I feel comfortable that they're in a place where they could work with their child. I feel that, you know, there are those that maybe don't feel that comfortable to do or to work with their children or to be in that place with their children. And if you don't, contact a person such as myself. Contact another person who you may know that does very similar work to connecting with the spirit realm, and see what they want and see what's happening. And maybe it's someone who needs help finding their way home. Maybe it's somebody who needs some releasement work done. Or maybe there's a message that needs to be brought forward for you. Allow that to have its moment of expression, and then know from there, are you going to keep it? Are you going to tell it, you know, I'm sorry, you're not of the light and you need to go? Those are the type of things that you need to work with. Or you could know right up front when they come in, oh, I don't like the energy of that, that needs to go. Do a shaman's fire, do a salt, do a cleansing of some sort, do, you know, whatever works in your area, whatever works for you, a smudging, little salt pockets, black salt, anything that you know works, use. And then if it's something where you feel they need to bring a message forward, get the message that they're bringing. And contact people, like I said, that can help you if you're in a place where you can't help or receive that or understand that. Contact people that can help. Send me an email. Ask me a question, very similar to like this other person did. And I'll be happy to answer you. I'll be happy to, or call during the radio programs and ask your question and see if we can't get you some insight and some guidance. Because that's why I'm here. That's why the programs are on, is I'm here for you. I'm here to help and share the messages that they bring forward for me to share with you, and the guidance that they give to me to share with you. There is someone who has been asking for an answer to a monetary question and a job and a career question, and they had led you, they had given a message to you and had said that things would be under control by the end of the year, being the end of this year coming, and they're saying that there are conditions that still need some alignment. The extension of this is going to go beyond the first of the year, that it is not anything that you have done, but it's an external alignment that needs to take place for it to be of the highest frequency. And there's that free will, there's that each individual has to be in line and in place for things to happen sometimes, and unfortunately you're in that place where there is another, it feels like another person that's kind of in connection with what it is you're doing, and that's part of what's changing that a little bit. You're wondering why, you know, the end of the year's coming and I haven't seen this, that what's been promised to me coming in, I don't get it. They're saying it's because there's alignments that need to be on another person or on another side's place to happen, and that until that comes into alignment, that blessing's not going to flow that way. They said if that doesn't happen within a very short, reasonable amount of time, that they're actually going to shift it, because there is the free will. They will shift it to be another way, another means, that they'll show you another route to take. So don't be dismayed, don't be disheartened. Know that, you know, they're working on this. They've got you in the palm of their hand. They're helping, they're working, and they're there for that. Well, as I look at the clock, I see that we've come to the top of the hour again here, and it just flies. This time, these hours just go by so quickly. I do want to invite you to listen in on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays here on the program. Check in the listings for the local time in your area. And also, call in with your questions or email your questions to me, and I'll be happy to answer them for you. You can email me at april@whitewolfapril.com or go on our website at whitewolfapril.com and find out some information about where we'll be traveling and some of our products and those type of things, because this is for you. This is for sharing the gifts of love and light with everyone. And that's such an honor and such a privilege that I feel within myself, and I just feel so blessed that I can share that with you. Well, until we're together again, I want to wish you a wonderful new year, and as we go into 2010, may your life and may your days be blessed with love, light, and healing.